Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Friday, the 1st of July. The hitting star of yesterday and last night. It's a man that not a single person selected in Beat the Streak.
And hits a drive to right. Michael Perez clears the deck. A three-homer game. It is the Lumber Company. Another three-homer game. This time, it's Michael Perez.
And these last two, they hit him really well.
Michael Perez became the third different Pirate to hit three homers in a game in June. No team has ever done that, by the way, in any calendar month, had three different players hit three home runs, and in Beat the Streak with 204 different unique selections yesterday, not a single person had Michael Perez. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We document your hunt for $5.6 million. It's a virtual hitting streak within the MLB Play app. You get to 57, you win 5.6 mil. It's just that easy. One more batter got a hit yesterday while being selected by exactly nobody in our game. But this one, I think, is more understandable.
Ripped left field. First big league hit is going to knock in a run. Morales smiling as he races home. And congrats. Welcome to the show, Narciso. RBI double.
And we go to the dugout for safekeeping. Congratulations, Narciso Cook. 26 years old, making his big league debut, getting his first big league knock and just his second plate appearance. And it's a ringing double to left field.
Welcome to the big leagues, Narciso Crook. The Cubs win it 15-7. Christopher Morel went 5-for-5. Patrick Wisdom had a grand slam and 6 RBIs. But Narciso Crook, that's fun to say, he gets the highlight.
I'm sure, Speaks, if Glenn Allen Hill still played for the Cubs, he would have hit three bombs off the Reds last night.
Yes. Your Reds were very, very, very gettable. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning on this thing. Fresh 44 remains our leader at 33. He took a pass and did not play yesterday. You know, Ryan, we knew yesterday's slate was a tough one, right? And four of the top five selections didn't get a hit. Trey Turner, Harold Ramirez, that was your guy with the fourth pick, Freddie Freeman, and Donovan Solano did not get a hit. Why is Donovan Solano a top five selection in Beat the Streak?
You know, that is a great question. Why isn't Joey Votto's name in there? Because Joey Votto owns Kyle Hendricks in his career, hit like a 500-foot bomb off of him last night, but Donovan Solano?
I know. Well, actually, Joey Votto was sixth most selected yesterday. So it was right outside that top five. But Donovan Solano, I can't figure it out. 8 hits in his first 5 games as a Red starting on the 22nd of June. I guess that was something that people saw and went crazy about. I don't know. But many, many, many streakers took a day off. I get it. Of the top 10 streaks, only 4 are held by streakers who played the game yesterday. 3 of them, including streakers named Howman and Tim Leahy, had Jose Ramirez of the Guardians. A streaker named Ain't No Joke had Wander Franco of the Rays. Ain't No Joke. I dig it. I realize I like streaker names that feel like racehorse names, you know? More of that, please.
Is Largester a name that you would expect at the Kentucky Derby?
Very slow horse. Largester, very, very slow horse.
Bringing up the rear.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't No Joke, though. I dig it. Maybe I should change my name to Secretariat. Maybe that's like how I get going on Beat the Streak. Full slate of games today ought to mean more players, more of you playing, and more activity. Our picks are coming up later, including the Weekender, to help you for the next 3 days while we are off. Here's what we learned yesterday. Would you like to hear sadness and resignation from a big league broadcaster? Imagine being Dick Bremer of the Twins broadcast team, wrapping up the horror in Cleveland.
High fly, right center field and deep. I think we've had enough of the Cleveland Guardians.
The Twins lose in Cleveland on a walk-off for the second game in a row. They've played 8 times in the last 10 days. Dig this. Cleveland has won 4 games against Minnesota in the 8th inning or later after trailing by at least 2 runs. In these last 10 days, according to ESPN Stats and Info, that's the most such comeback wins one team has had over another in a full season since 1974. This was 10 days. No wonder Dick Bremer's soul broke right there on live TV.
We've had enough of the Guardians.
Good luck to the Yankees, who get the Guardians in Cleveland starting tonight. By the way, Andrés Giménez is hitting .327 in his last 30 games. June is in the books. A couple of Phillies playing without Bryce Harper stepped it up with 3-run bombs, finishing very different months.
That one's hit well out to right center field. Duvall's going back to the scoreboard. It is gone! 3-run opposite field home run for Castellanos. It's his first one in the month of June, and it comes on the final day of the month. 7-1 Phillies.
Oh, there he is, our villain. Ryan Porth never picks him, Nick Castellanos. Me, I haven't in months for good reason. He'd been hitting .207 with a .538 OPS since the 10th of May. The hitting coach in Philly, though, Kevin Long, he's a really good one. He really believes Castellanos is about to take off. How bad has he been? His 0.7 F WAR, second worst among 158 qualified hitters in the majors. But now, maybe he's gonna roll. We've said that before. We've said that a lot. I think we'll all just have to wait for that one. His teammate, though, finished off a month that he owns more than anyone in history.
And a high fly ball deep to right field. Forget about it. Another 3-run home run for the Phils.
Might as well finish off June like you started it.
Seriously, 12 wow. Home runs in the month of June for Kyle Schwarber. And the Phillies lead it 10-1.
The 12th home run for Schwarber in June. 47 homers in 458 career June at-bats. Dig this. His average of one homer every 9.74 at-bats in June is tops among all players in MLB history with at least 400 at-bats. Ahead of Babe fucking Ruth. Babe Ruth's mark of a homer every 10.63 June at-bats. That's nuts. And for anyone who doesn't know, when Kyle Schwarber was a young Cub, the scout that found him, Stan Zielinski, told everybody, we got to pick this guy. He's Babe fucking Ruth. So Schwarber in the category of Babe Ruth is pretty fun. Our picks are coming up in a moment, including the Weekender on Beat the Streak Daily.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Everyone's playing on a Friday. Some fun weekend series starting up. The Red Sox at Wrigley to face the Cubs. Yankees in Cleveland, as I mentioned, two good teams there. Padres and Dodgers continue their big series out west. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away, an offense to ignore as you make your picks. Hey, great June, Pirates fans. Three different guys hit three home runs, but today they get Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns is eighth on our Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart, where every plate appearance from the last 2 years is taken into account to see how low the percentage of hits are there. Eighth overall on the chart is Corbin Burns. And how is he against the Pirates, Ryan Porth?
Well, he's undefeated against the Pirates. He's 5-0 with an ERA less than 3, and the Pirates as a team against Burns in their career has hit 220 off of Corbin Burns.
There you go. So stay away from the Pirates. Time now for my daily double A. I continue to be a battered and emotionally abused man at the hands of this cruel game. You hear me, Peter Kim, the great Peter Kim? I'm freaking tormented. For the fourth straight day, my newly styled Daily AA, in which I pick teammates to get a hit together in a good matchup, has failed. JD Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, nope. Ian Happ, Wilson Contreras, nope. Corey Seager and Cole Calhoun, nope. Yesterday, Freddie Freeman got a knock against Joe Musgrove, but Max Muncy came into the game hitting .467 against him, and he did not. My fancy new strategy, inspired by Kyoshi Lotus 26, has failed. I'm 0-4 once more today, then back to being myself next week. Analytically, Corey Kluber's having a nice year for the Rays, but George Springer and Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero have all hit the hell out of him in their careers for the Blue Jays, a combined 17-39 for a batting average of .435. Or I could go to Colorado. Antonio Senzatella gave up 22 hits in his last three starts over 17 innings. And two Diamondbacks kill him historically. Ketel Marte hits .417. Christian Walker hits .476 against him. So I have two great options for same team double downs, as do you. Both home teams, too. I'll roll with the Jays. Vlad Guerrero and George Springer against Corey Kluber. That's my official daily double A. Ryan Porth, what you got for the Porth pick?
You know, since you opted not to go with Arizona, you know that Marte and Walker combined for like 7 hits tonight at Coors Field. You know that, right?
Yeah. I just gave you the Jesse.
Yes, I was about to say, I wish the listeners could have seen the Jesse Winker treatment that I just got. The Porth pick tonight. Look, I'm just 1-4 this week. I don't really have a lot of room to talk smack towards Spiegs because the Porth pick has sucked this week. So back to the drawing board. We're leading on Baseball Savant to get back on track. Mike Minor is starting at home for the Reds tonight against the Atlanta Braves. Mike Minor is in the first percentile of barrel percentage amongst pitchers. That is bad. Braves third baseman Austin Riley is in the 93rd percentile in the same category for hitters. That is good. Expected slugging percentage. Minor is in the second percentile, and Riley is in the 93rd. So add in that Riley mashes lefties. He's coming off a 3-hit game last night in Philadelphia. I feel good about Austin Riley tonight at Great American Small Park.
Love that pick. The elite users who we always check in with, they have a different name up top. Number one, Luis Arraez of the Twins as they go home and lick their wounds against the Orioles. Time for the Weekender. Ryan, start us off.
All right, so we mentioned how Antonio Senzatella is on the mound tonight at Coors Field. That should sound all the alarms every single time for Beat the Streak. And the Rockies at home against the Diamondbacks this weekend. Senzatella at home has a batting average against of .365. Austin Gomber, pitching Saturday for the Rockies, has a batting average against of .336. Chad Kuhl is starting Sunday. He's coming off a complete game shutout against the Dodgers. Opponents are hitting .221 off of him at Coors Field, but maybe he has a letdown after that star performance against the Dodgers. So target your Diamondbacks tonight and tomorrow, maybe even Sunday. Ketel Marte has a 76% chance of getting a hit both tonight and tomorrow, according to the hit probability chart. Now, it gets better because Saturday night at Coors Field, Arizona is slated to start Dallas Keuchel, who throws meatballs every single outing. He has a .340 batting average against this season, so you can consider Brandon Rogers, Connor Joe, Chris Bryant, Yonatan Daza. Maybe not CJ Cron, though. He has a 192 career batting average against Keuchel and 26 career at-bats.
Love it, love it, love it. Tomorrow's Saturday, that Dodgers-Padres series. Yu Darvish actually gives up hits to Trey Turner quite a bit. 455 Turner's hitting against Darvish. Freddie Freeman, a 308 career batting average versus Darvish in a small sample of 13 career at-bats. On Sunday, avoid Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in the series finale in Houston facing Framber Valdez. Trout and Ohtani, a combined 2-for-29 lifetime against Valdez. Monday is July 4th. People, you're on your own. Get drunk, watch fireworks, eat hot dogs, listen to baseball on the radio.
And go streaking through the quad to the gymnasium.
We'll meet you there. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Luke and David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, the great Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and of course, the man upstairs, Greg Clayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all our guys and all your guys all weekend long and even on the holiday hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.